The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Hey everybody, welcome to Unlocking the Magic. You're listening to episode 245. We've got a fun one today for you.
What's up, y'all?
What's up?
I felt like saying y'all for all our southern friends.
You go. Wasn't weird at all?
No.
What up, everybody? This is episode 245. We're doing a Would You Rather.
What up, everybody, as Connie just said. What's going on? Hey, yeah, going to do a Would You Rather. Next week, we'll do I'm In, I'm Out. But this week, we have a lot of Would You Rathers, and we are going to answer your Would You Rathers.
How many times are we going to say Would You Rather?
There's going to be a lot of times we're going to say that, because there's a lot of questions, so you're going to hear Would You Rather quite a bit.
Okay, these are from our Facebook. Thank you guys for sharing your scenarios and questions. We're excited to go through these. A couple of them are from Patreon also, that we actually did a live show recently and kind of went in depth of the through those, but we'll share them here as well.
Yes, by the way, we've got a lot of messages from folks on Facebook. Hey, do you do your live show anymore? We do, but we do it inside Patreon. So, sorry. You got to join us inside Patreon if you want to see our live shows. But we, like we said,
no pressure, but yeah, come on,
listen,
join.
You don't have to, but you have to if you want to see live shows. But that's cool. Patreon, just go to our website, unlockingthemagic.com, and then join us there. Quick plug. We never do too many plugs, so.
We don't?
Plug it out.
Plug it away.
Okay. All right, let's get into your Would You Rather. So these are from Facebook. Like Connie said, a couple from Patreon will go first. And then we'll go over to our Facebook page. But I love these Would You Rathers. It's fun. It's not as... I feel like when it's a Would You Rather, it makes me make a choice. Okay. Rather than, I love the I'm ins, I'm outs. Mm-hmm. But it depends on my mood. Sometimes I'm out of everything.
Yeah, no, I get that vibe.
But then sometimes
you.
I'm in on everything.
Yeah, that is also true.
Right, depends on the day.
Yeah. Some would say I'm in on everything and out on nothing.
That's true. As a person who lives with you and knows you, that's very much the case.
Mm-hmm.
You are in on a lot of things and out on not much.
Yeah, it's all good.
So let's get into these, Connie.
No judging. Okay, this is from Patreon, from Audrey. She says she's going on a trip with her husband soon. He doesn't like the parks but loves water. So here we go.
I'm out, by the way.
What do you mean? You're out of water?
If you don't like the parks, but you like water, I'm out.
Well, you can't. This is not that episode today, Bruce.
Well, just in case anybody was at home wondering.
Or confused.
Yes.
Okay. Here we go. Would you rather go with your spouse to a water park or do a couple's massage at the Grand Floridian? And I'm laughing because we just talked about this on our Patreon-only show. And there was some awkwardness with the massage and Bruce. I don't know. They go hand in hand.
I just don't feel comfortable with the massage. So I am out on the massage. I am rathering the water park.
I'm rathering on the water park too, because I feel like it's a full day experience and he loves water and it's just, I don't know. I feel like there's so much fun at the water parks. When you go to Typhoon Lagoon, it reminds me now of Castaway Key. Like I feel very tropical and kind of makes you feel like you've gone someplace very far away.
So you're basically asking me, do I want to feel uncomfortable for the day or do I want to have fun?
Well, see, here's the thing. It's a trick question for you, kind of, because you're not necessarily a huge fan of, you know, the whole water park, wearing your bathing suit, waiting in line kind of guy.
True.
Kind of thing.
It's like, do I want to feel very uncomfortable or kind of uncomfortable at sometimes?
Yeah.
So I'm going to choose somewhat uncomfortable.
All right.
If you ever give me the option between a lot of uncomfort or just a little bit, I'm always going to choose the little bit.
Okay. Spirit. Would you rather Spirit of Aloha dinner show or breakfast at Cinderella Royal Table?
Do you have somewhere to be, by the way?
Why is that?
Because you're flying through these.
I am?
Yeah. Usually it would like take 20 minutes on each one. I like it. Let's go. No. Don't forget. Forget I just said that.
Is now a bad time to tell you that we have like 40 would you rather?
Oh. So would I rather Spirit of Aloha dinner show, or what was the other option?
Breakfast at Cinderella Royal Table.
Why don't you go first on this one?
I'm going to choose Spirit of Aloha dinner show because I had so much fun. Dinner is rushed. We've talked about this a little bit on previous shows, but it's quite an experience. And I love dinner versus breakfast for anything. So even though Cinderella Royal Table, you get to get to the park early, would be cool. I still love me the fire dancers.
I'm with Connie, other than the fire dancers thing. I mean, those guys are cool. It's not necessarily like why I have to go check out the show.
Okay.
But I agree with you. The dinner is rushed a little bit.
Yes.
But I'm with you 100% on the fire show and the Aloha dinner experience. I just think that for me, I don't love eating a huge breakfast before we get going for the day. Mm-hmm. I feel like it kind of bogs me down a little bit. Although some would say the Tonga Toast, but I generally don't have the Tonga Toast before we go to the parks.
Generally.
You usually have a Tonga Toast on an off day. You can go sit in a lawn chair for an hour and a half.
And digest.
But I'm with you. Aloha dinner show. And I have to say, I didn't necessarily really want to go because it is kind of expensive beforehand, but I did enjoy it when we were there.
You had fun. I saw you smiling. Yeah, it was fun. All right. Would you rather from Angeline? Go to Disney twice a year. One stay would be 3 days and the other would be 5. Or go to Disney once a year for a 10-day stay. Both would be at a deluxe resort. Wow, that's amazing. Twice a year, once a year. The fact that you can go within the year is amazing.
Why wouldn't it be 2 5-day stays?
Why wouldn't it be... would be 3 days. I don't know. Why are you messing up the would you rather?
I'm just asking a question. Okay. Why, if it was 2 5-day, that would make me a different choice.
Well, it's not. That's why it's a would you rather.
Oh, okay. I would rather go. What would you rather do?
One stay would be 3 days and the other would be 5. That's twice a year or 10 days, but both would be a deluxe. So both of these are going to be a deluxe.
I think I'm going to choose the 10-day experience.
I think I'm with you. Interesting as that would seem to those listening, I think sometimes stretching it out for 10 days, it gives you that opportunity to unwind, relax, do what we say on the podcast. And then when you come home, you actually feel like you took a vacation.
My first reaction was, oh, let's go twice.
Right.
Because you could probably do one and then 6 months later, go back and do another. But then I'm like, you know what? 10 days is quite a long time.
It's a nice trip.
If you go to Disney and you have 10 days to experience it at a deluxe resort, you're going to go back home and be like, that was amazing.
That was amazing.
So I'm going with the 10-day one.
All right. Chris says, would you rather experience the parks of today or the parks of your youth or what you imagine the parks of the future to be?
Well, the parks of my youth was today. So for me, I'm out on this one.
Sorry.
But if I have to say, if I could go back and experience the parks in my youth, I would choose that one.
Yeah. I think I would too, only because of the fact that Mickey Mouse's house was included at Magic Kingdom when I was young. And I literally crave that every time I go to the Magic Kingdom and Walt Disney World now.
Mine is literally for the fact that I didn't even get to go.
Well, that too.
You know, my parents didn't take me to Disney World till I was a parent myself.
All right. Well, he had another one. So maybe this was because he knew you didn't go when you were little. Would you rather spend 1 week in Disneyland or 3 days in Walt Disney World?
1 week in Disneyland. That's so easy for me.
3 days in Walt Disney World is not like by the time you get there. And
you're like, I'm in Disney World. It's over.
I got to go.
10 days in Disneyland is amazing.
Time to go.
I will definitely choose that one every time.
Lisa, would you rather go... This is from Lisa.
You're doing a very good job of being proficient at these and going from one to one.
Oh, because I'm telling you, we have a ton.
I think you're doing a great job.
Would you rather go... This is from Lisa. Would you rather go back in time and have Walt Disney give you an exclusive tour of his Disneyland before it opened or give Walt a tour of Disney World today? That's interesting. That's a great one.
I would rather go back in time and have Walt give me an exclusive tour of Disneyland before it opened. Here's why.
Go for it.
Imagine, Walt Disney was probably one of the best storytellers ever. I am not. So if there's going to be a tour, and Walt Disney and myself are both on the tour, he's definitely going to be the one that's giving the tour, not me.
Right.
Because I'm going to be super excited that Walt Disney's there. I'm going to be walking through the park this is Walt Disney. Look at everybody. Hey, this is Walt Disney with me. I'm not even going to tell him anything.
Yeah, it's going to be.
I'm going to be too excited to show it off.
It's going to be like me when we do interviews with people.
100%.
on the show.
On the reverse of that, if Walt Disney takes me around, I don't have to do anything. He's just going to tell the story. He's going to tell me the why. I can ask him questions.
True.
I'm going to sneak a recorder in when I go back in time so I can bring that back to the future with me. It's going to be amazing.
Is it that we can travel backwards, but we can't travel? No, we can travel forwards, but we can't travel backwards.
I mean, only you in a car.
No. Whatever. I'm getting science-y. Sorry. I'm with you. I'm going back in time. As much as I would be also excited to have Walt tour Disney World today and him discuss and give maybe suggestions of things. I feel like Walt and I would get along very well with like our imagination and creativity. Like a lot of things I talk about. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, I also think that if I was with Walt now, like Bruce, I would be so excited just to be with him that I wouldn't necessarily be able to show him anything. And as most of you know by now, this episode, what, 240, what do we say, 5?
Yeah.
Whenever we do interviews, I just seem to not be able to speak. So.
Plus, I can go back and be like, Walt, they are about to remake every single movie 3 times. Can you please stop them from doing that?
Yeah. Touche. Okay. Lisa, would you rather go to breakfast in a park before it opens, so you're the first in line, or have a late dinner with an amazing view of the fireworks?
Again, I don't know about you, but I'm not a huge breakfast person, so if I ever have a choice between an amazing breakfast or an amazing dinner, I'm choosing the amazing dinner every time.
Well, but give the fact that you'll be there in an empty park. Don't forget, like when you're...
And I'll be too full to enjoy it.
That's true. Okay.
I'm good.
All right.
Amazing dinner, watching the fireworks is perfect.
I think.
What about you?
I think I would rather go in early, but because you don't like eating breakfast so much and you're not necessarily, that's never necessarily an option. I don't know. I always seem to just do the latter.
We vote as a family.
We do, but I think this is the one thing I can't seem to get the 5 of us to agree on.
Breakfast?
Yeah. And getting in there early. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because it's too early and you really can't eat anyway. Or like Bruce says, he's too full. But I think I would rather try that at least once. So I think for this episode, I'm going to choose breakfast in a park before it opens.
All right. Maybe we'll try it one time.
Yeah, okay. All right. Next one. Would you rather, from Katie, would you rather go to Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party or go to the Villains After Hours events?
All right. So we have been to both of these.
So fun.
And I feel like they're kind of similar.
Yeah.
They're not super different. Like, it's not like you're asking me between a villain's party and a Christmas party.
Go ahead. What's your answer? So, I feel like Bruce shouldn't answer this because he doesn't necessarily like
you. So I'm going to... No, I didn't say that.
Okay.
I'm going to choose the Halloween party.
So
for the parade alone.
Oh, I know. The parade alone is worth it. This one's tough for me because these two parties... Well, the party and the villain event are actually two of my favorite things in Walt Disney World. I didn't know that they would be. We went to the Villains After Hours somewhat without low expectations. They were met for me. I really loved the vibe of the Villains event. It was just very Disney gone to the aisle and Descendants. Like, it was just cool. And not that villains are cool. I don't want any kids to get the wrong idea.
I mean, Disney villains are cool. You can say that.
Okay.
Well, I think we get the gist.
Gotta be careful of what I say. I think I'm going to choose the Villains After Hours event solely on the fact that I just felt like it was like a grown-up club that I could attend and not feel awkward at my age. Like, I felt cool.
I mean, I'm with you. I'm going to choose the Halloween only if it's after September.
Okay, fair enough.
If it's August, I'm doing Villains.
Okay.
I can't get into Halloween before September. Please.
All right. Holly says, would you rather spend 2 nights in the new Star Wars hotel or take a 14-night Panama Canal Disney cruise in a veranda room? The rumors I've seen list the Star Wars hotel as being expensive. $3,300 per person. That can't be right.
$3,300 per person?
It cannot be night. Can't be right. And it says that the cruise would be the same price. I mean, I've seen those rumors too. If that is true and it ends up being true, what...
Per person per night or per night?
I don't know. But
I could picture $3,300 per night.
Fine.
Not per person per night.
That's insanity, right?
Yes. But someone will pay. There's crazy people on there.
Like me?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like that's just too much.
Note to self. Block the account from Connie.
You don't want me getting that email. For sure. Because, you know, if you ask me cruise or new Star Wars hotel, I think I would do the hotel, because a cruise essentially for me felt like a floating hotel at times. But 14 days versus 2 nights, come on, we got to do the 14 days.
I don't know. Here's the thing. I'm going to say something that could be controversial here.
Oh, what else is new?
I think 14 days for me on a cruise may be too many days.
Oh, that's not, that's expected from you.
I'd say if it was the choice between 2 nights at the Star Wars hotel or a 7 day cruise, I would probably take the 7 day cruise. What are you doing on a cruise for 14 days?
That's true. I don't know what you do. I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure. But I'm sure you, it would include lots of island hopping and...
All right, I'll do that.
Okay. I was going to say that the dripped coffee, the cold brew on the ship that I still can't find around here.
I mean, I love Star Wars, but I can't justify spending that much per night.
No, not at all. Not at all. Okay. Next one.
Now, if they want to let us in for free, we're very open to that.
Like test it out.
Info at unlockingthemagic.com. Like, we will give you our honest and biased opinion if you want to let us check it out.
Right.
Maybe buy one, get one free.
No problem. Yeah.
So, you know?
Okay. Jasmine, would you rather have planned a holiday to Walt Disney World and get proposed to there, or have your honeymoon at Walt Disney World? Aw, I like this one.
Well, if I went to Walt Disney World and got proposed to there, Connie would be very upset.
I would very much be, yeah. It would be weird.
There would be problems.
I'm sure. Yeah, so it depends on the day.
That too, or a honeymoon. Like if I said, Connie, I'm going on my honeymoon to Disney World.
Okay, that'd be weird. Pretend we're not married and figure out your answer. Go ahead.
I would rather do a honeymoon.
Yeah. I think I'm with you.
I'm very much not the type of person that would want to propose in front of other people.
And that is also something I know.
Yeah. I don't even want to wait in line with other people, let alone...
It is awkward for you. Like, yeah.
Propose to somebody in front of people.
Did you even propose to me?
I think we said, hey, you want to get married? Let's do this.
I don't even think you said married. I think you said, hey, will ya?
I think I texted you.
Pretty sure you did too. I'm going to choose honeymoon because I think... As much as it would be memorable to have be proposed to in Walt Disney World and the photos and everything, I think it's I think you'll have more fun in your honeymoon because it's a longer celebration.
And you can customize it a little bit more.
Yes, that. Okay. Sharon says, would you rather take a trip without kids during a busy time?
A busy time?
A busy.
Sure. Why not?
During a busy time like Christmas Day. So without kids, Christmas Day, or take a trip, what's wrong with me, with kids during a very hot but very empty park, being slowed down and limited by height restrictions and whining about too much walking. Which kids do that?
Me? I'm going to choose, I don't know, here's the thing. I like being alone with Connie, obviously, but... Your kids are little for a very short amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
Like if our life goes according to plan, we're going to have many, many years without kids. There's so little time that you can spend with your kids in the parks. I would choose that every time.
See, you are a nice guy.
Thanks, for Connie. So I would choose, even though it's hot.
Get a cooling towel. I'm telling you, those Mission cooling towels.
Yeah, plus when we're with our kids and it's hot and they whine, we often do the, hey, what's that over there? And we disappear.
And we disappear. Minutes. Yeah, it makes you reboot and it's all good for the whole fam.
Yeah, they're trust like, where'd me. You go? I said, I saw somebody. I went to go talk to him. I got a drink. I got a snack. Half hour later, you meet up again. You're fine.
It's funny because we are being faced with this dilemma. We will have the opportunity to go to Disneyland, we think, in the near future, but we will not be able to take the kids. So we're actually somewhat excited about it. But then at the same token, I'm saying we're going to feel awful.
I won't.
You will.
I won't feel awful because they don't want to go and miss school.
Okay.
It's not like we're not giving them the opportunity.
All right, fair enough.
They don't want to miss school. It has to be done on a time where they're in school. They don't want to miss it, so it's their loss.
So that's different.
That's different.
That's
than,
their
like,
loss. So that's we get their, to...
We're not giving them the option. They're choosing not to go with us.
Oh, God. So while we're on the teacups, we're going to be sure to take lots of selfies.
Yeah, it's different if they're jealous and we're like, you can't come and we're going alone, you know?
Glenn says, would you rather go for a week at Polynesian and no parks or a week at a value hotel and do 5 days of the parks?
Now, this depends on the value hotel.
Well, what do you mean?
Actually, no, it doesn't.
Yeah.
I'm choosing the value hotel. I'm going to the parks.
Okay.
As much as I love hanging out at the Polynesian, when you hang out at the Polynesian and you see the Magic Kingdom in the distance and know you can't go,
It's the worst.
That's brutal.
It is brutal. As beautiful as Apali is and relaxing, you're definitely going to have major... Is it FOMO? Insert FOMO there?
Yes. Plus,
fear
like,
of missing out.
It's for me, like, if you're going to stay at the Poly and not go to the parks, is that because of a money issue? If it is, then I would just stay off property and go to the parks and hang out at the Polynesian.
Don't use the pool.
Without them knowing.
Next one. Brian says, would you rather take the monorail or boat?
Hold on a second.
Okay.
You didn't answer that one.
What did I say?
Nothing.
Wait, what was it?
The Polynesian.
Oh, I agreed with you. I think, like, I agree with you. Like, you go to the Polynesian, it's beautiful and stuff, but like, you can see, like, if you couldn't see the castle, probably wouldn't affect you as bad. But the fact that you can see the castle and hear the music in the morning and the night, it's definitely gonna hurt. So
you're gonna be the Polynesian your first night, you're gonna see the fireworks at night, and you're gonna be like, I don't care what it takes.
Yeah,
I'm going tomorrow.
Right. And you're gonna have no money, so right. It's gonna be awkward. Yeah. Okay, Brian asks, would you rather take the monorail or the ferry boat to get to the Magic Kingdom from the Ticket and Transportation Center? This is a debate we always have when we go there.
This is a kind of a debate that we have when we go there, too.
Every single time.
What are you choosing?
I always choose the monorail, and I don't know why it's even a conversation with the family. Like, I don't get it. Like, the monorail, it's air-conditioned. It's fun. You get to go through the contemporary. Like, it's so cool. Like, I don't understand why you guys seem to want to have a debate.
On a busy time? I don't know. I feel like on a busy time.
I'm going to interrupt you right there. It's busy on the ferry boat.
I know, but the ferry boat doesn't squish me in one room with four carriages.
Kind of does.
It does, but I have my space. I can maneuver myself in the ferry boat to give myself space.
All right.
You know, you just turn around and stare at a guy, and he gives you a little space.
You know what? Even though I'm picking the monorail, I'll always choose the monorail just because, to me, it's nostalgic, and I don't care about being squished. I make friends when I'm on the monorail. It's a lot of fun. But I got to tell you, the ferry isn't that bad in the morning, but at night, there's, like, for some reason, when you guys do convince me to take the ferry home, I am surrounded by spiders on the monorail.
That's because you can see them.
Why is there spiders on the ferry boat?
I don't know, but that's the reason I don't want to take the monorail is because you do make friends with everybody.
That's true. Okay, this one's from Kristen. Would you rather stay up all night in line to be the first in Galaxy's Edge or come on in at 6 a.m. for a 300-plus minute wait for Smuggler's Run? You have to pick one. We did the first option, started the line for Galaxy's grand opening at 10 p.m. before, and they were the first on the ride. Holy cow. I didn't even know that was possible.
Wait a second. A 300-minute wait?
Did I lose you there?
300 minutes, so there's 60 minutes in an hour.
But
60 minutes.
You'd have to stay up all night, so it's the same thing.
That's true. So I'm trying to calculate the hours.
Oh, jeez.
I don't think I'd do either. I think this is the first would you rather that I would rather not either.
You had just says you have to pick.
I'm not. I'm picking none. I refuse to pick one.
Oh, goodness. I don't think I can stay up all night unless there was, I don't know. How would I stay up all night?
A hibachi, a tent, a fan.
Like Mark Daniel and Disney Blog Live, like being filmed right there and you I can be part of it.
You definitely need a charger for your phone.
Yeah. Battery chart, like one of those, what are they called? Tons of those portable things, charger. Yes. So if all those were included, I would pick stay up all night. Sounds like it probably isn't, that's probably not going to happen. So I would have to choose the other one, even though both sound really bad.
I'm not choosing either. I'm out.
Okay, Rob says, would you rather have a week in Disney World and stay at the Grand Deluxe Room with a castle view or go to Disneyland for a week and stay at the Grand Californian Deluxe Room with a park view? So Disney World, Disneyland, Grand Californian, or Grand Floridian?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
You were very quiet
for a second. I was thinking
there
for a second. I thought this would be easy, but I think this is a tough one. I'm actually going to choose the Grand Californian just because I've never been there yet.
Okay.
So I'm going to choose that one for a week.
Okay. I'm going to choose the Grand Deluxe Room at the Grand Floridian.
I knew you were going to choose that one.
I mean, Californian looks amazing. We haven't officially stayed there overnight, but we've visited many times. It's beautiful, but I don't know.
You can walk into the park.
I mean, I don't know. I just...
I'm checking it out.
Okay. This one is funny. This is from, and funny because I know what Bruce's answer is going to be. This is from Alyssa. Would you rather beaches and cream, kitchen sink to share with everyone in your family, or your own individual sundae?
I mean, come on. If you listen to the show at all, which one are you choosing, by the way,
before
I answer?
I choose the kitchen sink. It's so fun. And I never get to do it because, go ahead, Bruce.
Because it's gross. Not the ice cream. Sharing certain things with multiple people is not something that I enjoy. So I'm going to get my own sundae. I'm going to sit in the corner by myself and enjoy.
Moving on. This is from Liz.
You seriously are going to choose the kitchen sink?
Yes, I've always wanted to do it with everyone, and you're the only one that, well, you and maybe our youngest.
Can we get the kitchen sink and get a separate cup, and I can scoop my own into it and then enjoy it while you guys go at it?
Oh, maybe that's an option. But
I'll do that.
That is fun. Okay. Next one from Liz. Would you rather free dining for 5 days while staying at a value resort, or 5 days club level at a deluxe resort where breakfast, snacks, heavy appetizers, and adult drinks are provided?
Can you repeat the question?
Okay. Free dining, 5 days, value resort.
Got it.
5 days club level deluxe, but everything including, well, breakfast, snacks, and heavy appetizers and drinks are included.
I'm going to choose deluxe.
Really?
Yeah.
But the value, you'll have the free dining, so it's like everything is included.
You're staying at a deluxe resort.
All right, fine.
Club level.
This one was hard for me. I thought I was like, you know what? Club level, that sounds fun, but realistically, we're...
I'm picturing in my mind I'm staying at the Polynesian club level.
Yeah, but you have to... It's 5 days, like... How much time can you do? Like, you're not going to be able to go to any parks because you're going to be like, well, I got to get my breakfast and my snacks and my heavy appetizers. Oh, shoot. I'm at the park. So
I don't have to think like that. I'm a positive thinker.
I'm doing the value with free dining.
All right. Well, listen, we're opposites on all of these. Good.
Are we really?
Pretty much.
No, I don't think so. Kristen says, would you rather have a 7-day park ticket or tickets to 3 after hour or early morning events? That's a good one.
What are the early morning events?
So you get to the park early. They have like a special. It's like after hours, but it's flipped.
Oh, okay. What is the question again?
Would you rather 7 days in the park ticket or 3 of the special events?
7-day park tickets.
Yeah.
Or 3 special events.
Yes.
Is that even a question?
I mean, it is. I don't know why you seem to kind of have the tone in your voice that it's not.
It's not to me. What are you choosing?
To me,
that's an easy one. Is it for you?
Well, because the after-hour events are so much fun. So that can include the Christmas party. That can include, anything.
But it can't include all of them because if you do 3 separate after-hours, you have to go back to Disney 3 different times.
That's true. All right, I'm going to say 7-day park.
I'm with you.
All right.
Till the end of the line.
Thank you for that. Tanya says, would you rather go to Walt Disney World in the summer heat because that's when your kids have time off, or take them out of school and go in the cooler months?
Listen.
I'm laughing again because this is a hot topic at our house. We have a couple kids in our family, for whatever reason, don't like missing school. It's so annoying.
School really gets in the way sometimes.
No, but like, how did we raise kids that are like, we need to go to school, Mom and Dad. We can't go to Disney. And I'm like, are you kidding me right now?
That's true. I don't know. Listen, ambition maybe? Our kids are ambitious.
I know. I hope they're not listening to this.
It depends. When our kids were little, we never went during peak times. Never went in summer. Never went during Christmas. We always went either the week before Thanksgiving.
So like elementary level.
Yeah. Until they had a decision and a voice. And it mattered to them. Then I'd say the last 3 or 4 years we've started to go on more vacation times for school, which we never did the previous 6 or 8 years. But I would rather go when my kids are not in school. I would rather take the kids out of school and go versus go in the summer when they have time off.
The thing about it, though, is that I'm realizing that the cooler months, it's not that less crowded anymore. I don't feel like there's any, other than like the special holidays, like I don't feel like I even care about crowd levels anymore because it's always busy. But I do think that when you take them out of school and go in the cooler months, you can get a hit or miss with weather. Like, so if you go anytime between, let's say, December through February, it can be iffy. Like there have been times we were down there and we were planning on 3 or 4 park days, and then the rest we had planned on resorts days, and we couldn't use the pool because it was too cold for us.
Yeah, and we're from New England.
So. Yeah, so that's kind of like the only fail that can happen. But other than that, it is fun going in the parks in the cooler months because it's much more bearable. But I think
if that's my choice between those two, I'm gonna take the kids out of school.
Yeah,
they can not go with us.
Okay, which might happen, like I said, for Disneyland.
Hey, you never know.
Heather,
there really 40 of these, by the way?
What?
Is there really 40 of these?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
We're almost done.
Okay.
Heather, would you rather, for an entire trip, do all snacks and no meals in the parks and resorts, or all meals and no snacks?
All meals, no snacks.
Yeah, all meals, no snacks. I'm with you. That was easy, right?
Yeah.
Kendra, would you rather get free dining with no room discount, or an awesome room package deal and pay for the dining plan? That's a good one because I think that comes up a lot.
What would you choose?
Lately, hold the phone. I think I'm going to choose the amazing discount package deal and pay for not my dining plan, but I think I might pay for my meals out of pocket.
I think I'm going to be the opposite because I don't think we spend a ton of time in the room when we're there.
No, it's a discount package. You missed the question.
Oh, we'll repeat it for
you. Okay, would you rather get free dining with no room discount, right?
Yes.
Or an awesome room discount package and pay for a dining plan. So what she's saying is...
So you missed the question too.
No, it's...
Because she said pay for the dining plan.
All right, well, I guess I was cheating. I'm cheating. Okay, fine.
So which one out of those two options, which one are you choosing?
I guess I can't cheat. Okay, free dining.
I'm with you.
Okay, fine. But I want to say, like, sometimes it's, like, a lot of food and we don't eat a lot.
I'm fine with that.
I don't know. Okay. So it was a good one. Emily, would you rather be at Disney during a hurricane or stand in line for 4 hours to meet a character or ride a ride? That's an interesting one.
This one just came up.
This one definitely was interesting.
I'd say this was an anomaly. Like, this hurricane didn't... It was supposed to go. It didn't really hit it that hard in... The park ended up being empty.
Yeah, that definitely is an anomaly.
There's been previous ones when it was not very nice to be there.
Yeah.
So I'm never going to choose to be there during a hurricane if it can be a choice.
I'm going to agree with you. This is from Emily. Would you rather do an after-hours event at Disney's Animal Kingdom or Hollywood Studios? I know my answer.
What's yours then?
Someone from our Patreon group actually helped us out with this one because we were... considering doing an after-hour event at Hollywood Studios or the Villains Night. So we were kind of tossed between the two. And actually, for this one, I'm choosing Animal Kingdom because I've heard that both are fun. And of course, you get to ride a lot of attractions and yada, yada. But at Hollywood Studios, it definitely, they said, it misses out that old Hollywood vibe and like the music that they play, like is missing at the after-hours event. So all that charm that I love is missing at Hollywood Studios at the after hours.
I'm with you.
Oh, that was easy.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one. This is from Monique. Would you rather do 2 park days with a day off in between, staying at a moderate resort, or do 3 parks in a row and stay at a value resort? This is my conundrum now. Going as a couple, leaving the kids at home to celebrate a milestone birthday. Happy birthday.
I'm going to choose the first one. Moderate resort.
Conundrum? Did I say that right?
You're asking me.
I don't know.
It sounds good to me.
I need like a dictionary sometimes. Okay,
go. You need Google.
Google. Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to choose the first one. I'm going to choose the moderate resort with 2 park days and a resort day in between.
Yeah, especially with the fact that you're going as a couple. You're going to want that day off in between to chill and eat and relax, I think.
Nothing is going to test your coupleness more than... going back 3 days back to back or sitting in a car in traffic together.
Drop the mic.
Right there.
That was it.
So,
I mean, I would.
If you really want to test if the relationship's going to last, pick the second one.
Good point. Sarah asks, would you rather drink around the world showcase or eat dessert around the world showcase?
Well, we don't drink, so I'm going to choose dessert.
I'm with you. Although friends of ours do the other and have a blast, I think for me, trying the different resorts at all the countries is so much fun. And I love choosing things that I normally would never try at home. Like, well, that's what's fun.
I try to push people towards the dessert only because I've seen how people act when they choose the first one. And most people can't make it around the world without acting completely different in real than they are.
Yeah, it is kind of weird.
You know those people at Epcot who are doing that drinking around the world by how they're behaving, and it's not pretty.
This is from Doug. Would you rather be at the parks? Okay. Would you rather the parks be open early in the morning or late at night?
Late at night, for sure.
Yeah.
For me.
Although I gotta say, I feel like you always say late at night, but like you seem to lose steam a lot faster than I do.
That's because we get there early in the morning.
Oh, we do both?
Yeah.
All right.
If I could sleep in, or not necessarily just sleep in, because I get up early every day. I mean, not have to rush there and get to stay late. I'm good with that.
Okay, this last one is from Katie. Would you rather eat at Sci-Fi Dinner Theater or 50s Prime Time Cafe?
I think this one for me, you go first. I think I know which one you're choosing anyway. You go first though.
Sci-Fi Dine-In Theater, right?
Yes.
Or the 50s Prime Time Cafe.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Yes, no problem.
Which one are you choosing?
I think I'm going to do Sci-Fi. I have a lot of great memories of the Sci-Fi because the fact that first of all, both of them are awesome because both of them take place in my favorite eras, but I love the movies that are playing on the screen, and I love the fact that it's dark and that you don't have, as much as I love my family, certain times of the park days, I want to separate, and I love how we can do that there, but yet be together. So I'm always going to choose a Sci-Fi for that reason.
I'm going to give you two examples of which one I'm choosing. Is that okay?
I would love that.
So if it's early in the day, I'm going to choose 50s Prime Time because I'll be much more receptive to the cast members there and interactive. If it's later in the day,
fair enough,
I'm going to choose Sci-Fi Dinner Theater.
Yes.
Dining Theater, whatever it's called.
Whatever.
Because if it's later in the day, we probably experience the park all day. You just want to kind of chill out. There's no better place to kind of have dinner and chill out than the Sci-Fi.
Yeah, I think so too.
It's like a cool ambiance. The screens are playing. You get to sit down together, but not together. Yeah. Right? It's like the perfect experience.
I feel like this is like, I feel like this is obviously a family podcast and we talk a lot about spending time together and being family. And then this is like the time, and then we talk about how like you get to split up with your family.
They should say the Sci-Fi Dinner Theater's theme should be, do you want to be with your family but not be with your family at the same time?
Oh my God.
Have you had a long day at Hollywood Studios and kind of want to be together but not really? Come eat dinner here. That should be the new thing.
Oh my gosh, that's totally, it's like those old-fashioned bubbles.
Yeah. It's like, brilliant. Are you guys sick of each other yet? You can eat together, but kind of not together.
Boom. I hear like the jingle and everything.
Yeah.
That's a commercial right there, Bruce. Hey, I love it.
You can have that, Disney.
Can have it all. I say, go to the 50s Primetime Lounge and enjoy a drink and pretend you're, you know, in the 50s era and wear your fancy 50s garb. And then in the evening, you go to Sci-Fi and split up with your fam.
True.
But you're together.
That's right. Be together, but not together.
All right. That's going to do it for our Would You Rathers.
All right, cool.
This episode.
That was fun. I just want to say thanks to our two sponsors for the show, Kingdom Strollers. If you have small children and you want to take them to the parks and have a stroller outside of the parks, go to kingdomstrollers.com. They've been supporting the show for a long time. They are on Instagram now, so go tag them on Instagram and let them know you heard about them on the Unlocking the Magic podcast. And also, big fans of Joffrey's over here.
Yum.
Over here pointing to me.
And me.
Whether that be Joffrey's in the park, which is unbelievable, or Joffrey's at home, which is pretty good as well.
It's unbelievable too at home. It's just that you don't get the Magic Kingdom view. Yeah, right. I mean, come on.
And they do have something new for the holiday.
What do they got,
I'm
Bruce?
I'm pulling it up here. Fall Essential, enjoy 20% off pumpkin cream brulee coffee at joffreys.com for a limited
pumpkin
time.
Pumpkin brulee, that's fun to say.
That does sound pretty good. So go over to joffreys.com or follow them on Facebook, Joffrey's Coffee and Tea Company on Facebook and Instagram. And if you do buy anything or purchase anything or follow them, shoot them a message and let them know you heard about them on the Unlocking the Magic podcast.
Yeah. What else?
Last week's episode with Brad Meltzer is out. If you didn't listen to that, go check that one out.
Oh, someone, speaking of last episodes, actually, I have it here. I'm pulling it up. Stall everybody, Bruce.
All right. Well, while you do that, Connie.
Keep going.
I am going to pull up some
no pressure
reviews from our show.
Hold on.
So if you haven't yet, you can go leave us a review on iTunes or Stitcher Radio or Pandora we're on or Spotify or all those places. So Unlocking the Obsession, Emily Russell from
Unlocking
iTunes.
The Obsession.
That's awesome.
Fun.
I love this podcast. Sometimes I feel like a third co-host because I literally pause the episode and share my opinion on whatever topic is up for discussion. If you guys do that, by the way, you should do that on Instagram and direct message us your responses. You can literally record what you're saying and send it to us. Maybe we'll play them on some future episodes.
Oh, that's fun.
So thank you for that review. Alicia Lee, 05, one of my favorite Disney podcasts, especially partial to Bruce and Connie since I am also a New Englander.
Ooh.
Well, welcome to the cold coming soon. Magic Lover 92. That's fun to say. Listening to another Disney podcast, I'm out. Team talks too much. Way to represent. Addison RH. I recently discovered this podcast. I've been listening from episode one all the way to, I don't know how I feel about that, by the way.
What's that?
People going back and listening to episode number one to current.
Mm-hmm.
Although we do get better, I believe, as we go along.
No, but it just shows you that, like, they stuck with us and that they didn't give up on us. So I really appreciate those.
Oh, I very much appreciate you guys. Yeah. I just don't want them, if they find us today, to go back and look at those ones.
Oh, right. Because it got, it's not the greatest. But there's a lot of good info, I think, in the beginning ones.
That's debatable.
Maybe we should just redo them.
Or delete them.
Or that.
I listened to On My Way to Work. I love Bruce and Connie. They keep the talk from getting boring, which I don't see how Disney talk can be boring anyway. Anyways, back to Bruce and Connie. Keep up doing the amazing job. Well, thank you guys so much for us for that. Actually, I have to say, the only reason we continue to do the podcast is because of you guys.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I'm very much bored with it.
Bruce, you stop it. This is where, like, recording live on Patreon, like, you can actually see your facial expressions when you say things like that. So, like, people know you're kidding. Versus right now, there might be some people listening that think you're serious.
Oh, I'm serious. Just kidding. I love doing the podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. What else you got, Connie?
So I wanted to share, and this is why, thank you for stalling. You did a very good job. This is from McKenna, who wrote, "It's not a would you rather, but I would love to hear an episode about Disney around Christmas and the special things to do, including Mickey's very Merry Christmas Party." But I wanted to say thank you. And if you go back, I think it's like a while back, number 172, which is a review of the party that we did. We also did a couple of holiday edition would you rathers that might be helpful. So go back and listen to those.
Yes.
Even though we said don't go back.
When I say don't go back to like 50 or less.
No, it's fine. Those are the good ones. That's when we have like our interviews. No, you should listen. It's
That's
fine.
True.
No
if you
pressure.
Want some motivation to start your own podcast, go listen to episode 3.
There you go.
You'll be fine.
Takeaway from today's show.
Yes.
That's
Wait,
that.
Oh, that's the takeaway.
That's the takeaway.
That is true.
Okay.
And also to join us on Patreon so you can see if I'm kidding or serious.
And that's two.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Really seriously appreciate you guys. I hope you have a great week. And I'm out.
Bye, everybody.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.